Time for the Coast Social Network here on 98.3 The Coast, where we talk to your friends and neighbors about cool things going on here in Southwest Michigan, and a lot of things going on with United Way of Southwest Michigan. Julie and Morgan joining us. How are you guys this morning?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Good to have you guys here. We got a lot of stuff we want to get to here. Cool things happening, but does it make me happy to hear the words school supplies?
I was going to say, that seems so soon. Summer's flying.
But it's that time of year where you're going to have a really cool school supply spectacular happening in Cass County. Tell us about this.
Yes, the School Supply Spectacular is our annual event in Cass County where we provide backpacks free of charge, fully stocked with everything a kid needs to go back to school, any grade. And we just give it to them free. All they have to do is show up. There's a lot of families in a position where that really alleviates some of the costs that they spend going back to school.
Absolutely. So what kind of school supplies? We're at this point where you're collecting the school supplies, correct, Morgan?
No. So we actually have sponsors who are helping us out with this. And all the backpacks will have age-appropriate supplies, pre-K through 12th grade. So for the little ones, we're going to have fun things like really big fat crayons, colored pencils, notebooks, papers. And the older kids will have really expensive things that are really excited to help out with, like USB drives, headphones, things that kind of put a strain on family. So we're glad to help out.
And stuff that is necessary for sure in this day and age with all the everything on the USB drive. What about trapper keepers? Are kids going to get trapper keepers?
Is that a thing still nowadays?
You know, I don't think they allow them anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Which is weird because I had my trapper keeper and I think I had Andy Gibb on the front of mine.
Nice. Really? Nice.
Yeah.
I had one of those Lisa Frank ones with the unicorn flying on a rainbow.
Oh, nice.
Dang. I'm kidding.
You guys have the hookup. I was going to say, I've never had something like that. Mine was plain.
I think Bruce Lee might have been on mine. I don't remember. So this is great, but you still need volunteers to help with the spectacular, correct?
We sure do. We actually need a lot of help. We're going to try to do about 1,000 backpacks this year, so we could really use some help. We have 4 volunteer opportunities. The first one's on Tuesday, August 13th. We're going to be sorting and counting that day. Friday, August 16th, we're going to be packing the backpacks, and the actual 2 events, Saturday, August 17th, which is going to be in Cassopolis, and then Wednesday, August 21st, that's going to be in Marcellus.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we can sign up for those?
Sorry. We do have to mention, 5 of these backpacks will have a golden ticket.
We did it last year, and we're doing it again,
and we upped the ante, because instead of $50 for back-to-school clothes, it's $75 this year.
Wow.
Big boxes of back-to-school snacks, free haircut, dental care kit, a golden ticket. And I love when everybody comes, they get their backpack and they look in it to find it. But one girl just screamed last year and it was so cute. And she was so little. And
that's
just
really great.
It's awesome. So we do have those again.
That's exciting.
Really great and extremely helpful to all the families there. And where can we find info on that?
You can go to uwsm.org. You can /school-supply-spectacular, an easy way just to go to uwsm.org and it'll be right there on the front page.
Perfect. Right. And speaking of volunteers, big things happening with volunteer awards, right? Nominations?
Yeah, our annual volunteer recognition event's coming up, which I just love it because we're able to recognize the people that are giving the one thing you can't get back.
Right.
You just can't get your time back. Mm-hmm. And so we have 3 awards up for grabs. Actually, 5, but 2 of them have already been decided, the Live United Youth Scholarships. We had to decide those a little early, but just so they had their scholarships to use at school.
Yeah.
But the awards that are still up are the Emerging Award. Somebody who's got up to 2 years worth of service in our community, they get to donate $300 to a charity of their choice. The Sustaining Volunteer Award, 2 years or more, they get to donate $500 to the charity of their choice. Charity of their choice. And the Margaret B. Upton Lifetime Leadership Award, that winner gets to donate $3,500 to the charity of their choice, 10 plus years of service to either a multitude or one organization. And even the runners up for that get to donate $750. So it not only recognizes them as a volunteer, it allows them to give back to the organizations that they feel passionate about.
That's great. Yeah. Great stuff. It's very important to volunteer. And very happy to hear about the School Supply Spectacular. But also, that's just some of the stuff you guys are up to. But if we want to keep up with everything and also look at volunteer opportunities throughout the year, we can check out uwsm.org, right?
Right. And right at the top, there's a link to all of our volunteer opportunities. Right now, we're funneling opportunities from about 85 local nonprofits through our new portal, through what we call Volunteer United. We have about 1,400 opportunities available right now. Anything from physical labor to if you're a marketing person or, you know, if you just like to sit in organize files, anything, we can hook you up with great volunteer work.
Every little bit helps. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.